Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about the blessing of giving over and above the tithe to the Lord's Word. Please listen as we continue that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. We must remember, as Job learned, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They must always be ready to distribute and communicate, that is, give. The idea of God's language there is willing to share and give as the need is made known, and do it generously. Now understand, there are a lot of churches and preachers and Christians that argue about the tithe, 10%. Some will say, well, that tithe was for the Old Testament. Why did they have a tithe in the Old Testament? Oh, they were supposed to support the ministry of the temple and those that ministered through the temple. That's what it's for. Do you think that since there's no doubt, I mean, Matthew's very clear on it, the book of Matthew, there's no doubt that Jesus established the local church. Do you think that he didn't want it supported by his people that are part of that local church? And we see even in 1 Corinthians 16, on the first day of the week, they laid up in store as God had prospered them. So don't think that that you're not obligated to give 10% to the local church that you are a part of. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Don't try to get around it, because usually what you're trying to defend is your flesh not giving it and keeping it for itself. I think of Letourneau. Now, we know of Letourneau, and we've heard of Letourneau College, and we've heard of the great earth-moving machines that he made many, many years ago. But Letourneau started out giving unto the Lord, and he would increase and increase. And he reached a point in life that he was giving 90% of his income and was living on 10%. He was able to help many missionaries and ministries around the world. He learned that he could not outgive God, but he learned more than that. He learned the blessing, the joy of being able to give. I remember receiving a good portion of money from someone that was just for me. And I gave 10%, but I actually gave more than 10% of it. But here's the thing. That was a joy. Now, I'm not lifting me up, but it was a joy. I thought I would never be able to give a gift that big to God's work. But God enabled it. God provided it. It's not that, man, look what I did for God. No, that tithe and offering of that was actually what God did for me. And that's why I use myself as an illustration. I'm not anything, it's God. But in addition to that, when I did that, God just blessed my heart for doing it. And I say that so that, in like manner, if the money is not your God, then maybe it will bless your heart and give you joy as you give as unto the Lord. Just remember this, that when you're giving in the local church through the tithe and offering, it's a manner in which you are worshiping God. It's actually an act of worship. Just think, you may have 30 in your church, you may have 300, you may have 3,000. But there you are meeting all those people together, and yet you can worship God individually, not only in your heart, but in a physical act through tithes and offering, because you are saying, I'm being obedient to him in a tithe, but I'm also showing my love for him in an offering, and I'm exercising faith when my flesh says, oh, keep it for yourself. It won't matter if yours doesn't go in. No, as a matter of fact, once you get to doing it, really, it's not even a matter of wrestling with it. You are happy that you can do it. So again, if God is real in you, oh, it will mean so much. God in you. Let him have joy that lives inside you. If you're saved, you have God living in you. If you are saved, the very Holy Ghost of God dwells within you. Don't quench him. You see, the fullness of the Holy Ghost is not how much you have of him. You've got all of him if you're saved. But rather, it's how much he has of you. I've heard old preachers say, when you baptize them, make sure they have their billfold and it gets baptized too. Well, I can understand the humor of that. But on the other hand, how many that in a spiritual way of speaking perhaps should have their billfold baptized? There's another New Testament passage seen in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. It says, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Now, isn't it interesting there in that church in Thessalonica, they trying to feed the poor, but then they had some of these people that were just coming eating freely and not working when they could have worked. They could have laid up for themselves, and they didn't. They're getting it free. You know, it's getting handed out just like a government handout. Why should I go to work when the government's giving it to me? Well, they had that attitude. Well, I'm getting this stuff at church. Why should I work? Well, that is a ethical, a moral problem. That is just a problem of character with that person. And they should work. And so the Bible says they won't work. They don't eat. Don't feed them. They've got to learn to work, to eat their own bread. We live in an age when people think that is the government's job. No, it's not. It's not the church's job. If a man cannot provide because of his health, because of the physical nature of his body, or some other malady has entered their life, then the first responders after that are the family, according to the word of God. So God does not want what you have been blessed with by him to support laziness. A man needs to get out and work. Now, friend, Christians ought to be the hardest workers and the most dependable workers on the job. Now, we have about 50 to 60 some employees here. And you know what? Sometimes things happen that people are late. But I have a problem when they're continually late. We can see people that are on time for work, but God's just not as important to them as their job is. And so Sunday morning comes around, they'll come in half hour late for Sunday school and sometimes even church services. And boy, is that looking at God to say, that's what I think of Sunday school. That's what I think of church services. One man said, Sunday school's a joke. You know why it's a joke? Because they were teaching the Bible. And he wanted to dispute everything that they would talk about. He wanted to discuss it. He wanted to show himself eloquent. No. My friend, let me tell you something very clearly. People will say things in a Bible study that are just completely wrong. And they'll say, well, I'm being the devil's advocate to try to get them to think. The Holy Ghost did not give you that job to do. You don't need to be the devil's advocate because, my friend, the devil doesn't need your help. He's got plenty of help from other devils. He's got plenty of help from the world. He's got plenty of help from backslidden Christians. You don't have to be the devil's advocate. Why not instead try to learn how what you're reading can spiritually strengthen the teaching that's already there to make it even stronger? Yet, so many are so bent on being the devil's advocate, they don't know how to edify in Christ. Here they're trying to help the side. I've found over the years that devil's advocate thing, if it goes uncontested, they don't try to straighten it out. They just kind of let it go on. Okay, well, they should have caught on. And they don't try to tell them the truth. You see, they're heretics and sowers of discord. And those are kind of that you don't want to be around. Anybody that seems to get a joy out of being a devil's advocate is a person you don't want in ministry, you don't want for counsel, and in your church, you don't want to side with them. Now, if that person's standing on the Word of God and the church is going a different direction, then you stand with that person, but it may be that y'all just need to go out to a church that preaches the Word. So again, don't support people who will not work. Look, if a church gives a handout to someone that is really in need, I'm not against letting them do chores to work it. Now, sometimes that's not a good idea in today's society because then they stub a toe and they want to get thousands of dollars out of your church because of their poor toe that they stubbed. So now they just give money, but make sure that there's a reason behind everything that you give because it's the Lord's money when the church is giving it. That money was given in worship of God. So it must be careful on how that is distributed. Now, as a pastor or anyone else, when God has blessed you with a gift or with money or some other thing that could be used to help others, there is a personal responsibility to seek God how He would have you use it so that you do not misuse the gift that God has provided for you. Now, as I said, your tithe belongs to your local church. So let's just say somebody gave you $100,000. Boy, that'd be great, wouldn't it? And so what do? Well, you know that $10,000 goes to the tithe to your local church. You say, well, I just don't like my local church. They're not preaching the word. Then what are you doing there?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.